The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Republicans are picking up more House seats right now, and it's not even election time. Everyone knows that Texas has redistricted to give Republicans five more seats come November of next year, if all goes according to plan. But Missouri has officially followed suit. This is according to CNN. They say in Missouri, Republicans who hold a supermajority in the state legislature have moved swiftly to sign off on a new map unveiled a little more than a week ago by Governor Mike Kehoe. I believe that's how you say his name. The map targets Cleaver by splitting up his Kansas City district and merging it with rural and heavily Republican counties that spread into central Missouri. Fantastic news. This is huge. And again, it has not been in the news very much because it happened so fast. Here is what that new map looks like. You can see on the left, that's the existing map, and you basically just have two blue spots. You got St. Louis and Kansas City. Kansas City looks like Idaho, kind of, if you look closely at their district. It frankly looks really gerrymandered already. Like, it looks super weird. If you look at the proposed map, that actually looks more normal to me. Funny enough, and by the way, I've talked about it on the show before, I have no problem using the word gerrymandering. I think that's exactly what Republicans are doing, and I think they should do it because that's what Democrats have been doing for years and years and years. But I think the proposed map looks fantastic, and it takes basically that Kansas City district and splits it between districts 4, 5, and 6, and then that St. Louis one doesn't change. So essentially 7 out of the 8 seats now are going to be Republican as opposed to before where it was 6 and 8. And by the way, guys, I've been to Kansas City, super conservative. Like, even in the city, lots of conservatives. So there was no reason for Republicans to let that be a liberal district. This pickup is, again, one for Republicans. It's huge. And here's the thing, guys. Looking at how close the House was in 2024, every bit counts. People might look at this and think, well, it's not the 5 seats that Texas got. But trust me, 1 seat can make all the difference. If each Republican-led state, for example, just redistricted to make one more district right-leaning, that would have massive implications. And that's kind of what's happening right now. Kansas, right below Missouri, also considering doing this. This is, again, according to CNN, in a statement, Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson said he would, quote, consider redistricting as part of the bigger battle for the heart and soul of the country, which I think that's accurate. I think it's a huge deal. I think he should absolutely do it. Steve Kornacki, this was an interesting kind of anecdote from this week, over at NBC, fully admitted that Republicans have every right to do what they're doing because Democrats have been doing it for years. And he said, if Republicans take it to the extreme, and Democrats take it to the extreme, and every state just starts to gerrymander more and more, Republicans will come out on top. And the reason why is because Democrats have already been doing this for years, and Republicans haven't been doing it, which is absolutely true. There are about 8 Democrat states right now that currently have a very large population of Republicans in it, and there is zero representation, zero Republican congressmen. So they've already done it, and I think Republicans should do it too. Why would red states not? Now, redistricting, not the only thing that matters for 2026. Trump and Republicans also need to deliver for Americans, and that is especially true for the economy. Just today, an NBC anchor was set to announce that inflation was super bad, that Donald Trump had ruined everything, and in real time in the video, he had to admit that inflation is actually down for the month. Great news for Trump and obviously everyone. Take a look.
PPI, wholesale inflation for August, expected to be up 0.3. No, no, no. Down 0.1%. down 1/10. Wow, that would be the first negative number since April of this year when it was minus 2/10. If you strip out food and energy, we're also expecting up 3/10. It's minus 1/10 as well. Minus 1/10, the same. Last time we had a minus number was April, and we're comping to minus 2/10 in April. And I do want to point out, last month we had up 9/10 on both those variables. They were the highest going back to March of 22. They just were revised slightly lower to 0.7, so 0.7% for each of those in the rearview mirror for July. Now let's look at X food, energy, and trade. Finally, as expected, up 3/10, which follows up 6/10 unrevised at this point. Up 3/10 would actually be the smallest going back to zero in June of this year. Now the year over year, in my opinion, these are the most important. And boy, I'm surprised. Real progress here. 2.6 on year over year headline. We are expecting 3.3 in the rearview mirror, 3.3. 2.6 will be the lowest since it was 2.4 in June. And it underscores whether it was tariff driven or not. Those little blips seem to be moving back into the sunset. Year over year ex food energy, 2.8%. That's core 2.8. Expecting 3.5. In the rearview mirror, a whopping 3.7.
So we were expecting 3.3% inflation and got 2.6 instead. And by the way, I've said many times, we want to get to 2%. 2.6 is not good enough, but it is much better than 3.3%, which again was the what economists were projecting. Gas and overall consumer good expected to rise again with that inflation, and they actually went down. Really good news. This is huge for Trump. Huge for his economy, and it could have big implications for 2026. The big problem that Trump has right now is actually not the economy itself, but how people are perceiving the economy. This is a poll that just came out on how people see inflation. This is from Signal, and you can see right here, it's just the question's very simple. Do you think inflation is better or worse? Back in December of 2024, when we knew Trump was going to be in office, it was right before he was in, 45% said better, and that was again, 4.3% up from the last time they'd done the poll. 41 said worse. So kind of even. Now that Donald Trump has been in for what, 7-8 months, that number has actually plummeted to 23.4%. He's lost 30%. So again, 23%, if you're just listening, said better. Now 54% say worse, a net 35-point negative swing. Why? Why? After that video that we just watched, because those numbers are very scary. For Trump, that is not good. Republicans cannot win elections with those numbers, period. The economy is king. I know a lot of Republicans are very happy about what Trump has done with immigration, with DEI, ending wokeness, crime. All of that's true, and it's fantastic. But if he sucks on the economy, or even if he doesn't suck on the economy, or if just the perception is that he sucks on the economy, they won't vote for him. There's no way 2026 will go towards Republicans. There's no way 2028 will go towards J.D. Vance, presumably. Personally, I think those numbers are likely the reason for this disparity. The reason why it's so different than actual inflation is because of beef, eggs, and coffee. Those are kind of the big things that have gone up. If you look at the numbers, all three of those have the largest increases of anything, about 50% on average. Beef has gone up 56% in some cases. Eggs has gone up like 52%. All three of those things, what they have in common is that they're common household staples. So overall, groceries, gas, they might be cheaper. You might go to the gas station and have a cheaper bill. Even if you go to the grocery store overall and have a cheaper bill, that might be true. But people remember that their beef or eggs was 50% more. That's what goes in their head. They don't forget, you know, they forget about the things that just stayed the same or even went down just slightly. But when they see that beef, you know, was once $4 for a pound of beef and now it's $6, they notice that. They do. I've noticed that. And you don't notice the other things going down by 5 cents. And this is manifesting itself in special elections right now. By the way, this isn't just abstract, like maybe this will happen in 2026, maybe it won't. It's happening right now. If you look at the trends in how special elections go, it does not look good for Republicans. They need to pivot on how the economy is being perceived. You can see the overperformance in special elections. What that means, by the way, is how districts swing based on the former election. So back in 2016, for example, a certain district went for Trump for a certain amount, and then there's a swing. And what you saw is that there was a plus 6% swing for Democrats. Not big. Same was true from 2019 to 2020, based on the 2018 election, there was a 2-point swing, 4-point swing in 2021, 2-point swing. So it tends to stay low. And that's nothing to be concerned about. That makes sense because that's going to change based on turnout, which obviously changes a lot depending on if it's a special election or like a presidential election. But what's scary is the special elections that are happening right now. Because again, Trump did famously well in 2024. Right now, because of special elections, we can see Democrats are plus 13 on average in all districts. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're winning all the elections, but it's either they're winning by a lot more or it's getting a lot closer. And that's scary looking forward to 2026. Most of that is being driven by the economic feeling right now. Not necessarily the data, because the data looks pretty good, but the feeling. And whether or not the economy is good or bad is really irrelevant to all of this. The Trump admin has to show the American people that it is good, or the Republicans, you know, that the economy is good, rather, or Republicans are not going to win at all, even with a decent economy. I love interacting with you guys. That's why I created my new Substack. Substack is a free newsletter that comes in your emails. I do it weekly on Saturday. I talk about things that I am not able to talk about on this show. I hope you'll go check it out right now, completely free to you. The link is in the description below. The big conversation right now, the big controversy, is black on white crime. Ever since there was this black man on a subway in New York that stabbed a Ukrainian refugee, she was white, massive news everywhere. I'm not going to talk about that news specifically, but what I want to talk about is the black on white crime. The problem is that everybody's getting it wrong right now, on the left and on the right. Most people are lying about the stats. Most of the people lying about the stats are on the left, but even some on the right are doing it as well. And I want to show you how off and how dishonest people are being about this and show you the actual black on white crime numbers, because they may shock you. They're very different than a lot of people are saying. So here's Jasmine Crockett, a sitting US Congresswoman, full out lying about crime stats to your face because she doesn't want to take accountability.
And if you really want to know who the criminals are in this country, you can Google it. You don't have to trust me. But the people that commit 80% of the most violent crimes in this country are white supremacists. Yet for whatever reason, they sit and they serve at the pleasure of the president. They are the ones that were there on January 6th, tearing our democracy down physically. And now we have them tearing us down.
Leave it to people like Jasmine Crockett and AOC and all those members of the squad to talk about January 6th. When it has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. Her claim, her main claim in that, is that white supremacists commit 80% of serious crimes. That is just a complete fabrication. She says a simple Google search will solve it. You can't find anything. There's not enough white supremacists in the US to commit 80% of the crimes. Let alone, I don't even know what that means. It's completely ridiculous. You cannot find that data literally anywhere. Zohra Mamdani, by the way, who's right there with Jasmine Crockett in terms of looniness, was caught on a Zoom call this week saying that we should just not have prisons at all, and that men who do horrible things, like in this instance on the subway, should just keep walking around.
Are prisons obsolete?
Whew, coming through with the quotes, coming through with the titles of the books. I have to read that, actually. I haven't read that as yet. But I think that, frankly, I mean, what purpose do they serve?
Right.
I think we have to ask ourselves that, which is that, you know, I think a lot of people who defend the carceral state, they defend the idea of it and the way it makes them feel.
Yeah, it does make me feel safer when criminals are in jail. You got me. It makes me feel safe. And he asks in that, what purpose do jails serve? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? According to the Department of Justice, 56% of violent crimes are committed by repeat offenders. So that's why. So if we just locked people up and kept them locked up and didn't let them back out in the streets, our violent crime would more than halve. I don't even know how that's a conversation. I don't know why we wouldn't do that. That's what El Salvador is doing right now, by the way, and it's going fantastically well. It gets crazier, though. An official BLM page put out a video today saying that it was the right of black Americans to commit violence. That was the exact words they used. They actually believe that. BLM, critical race theory, teaches you that you have to unalive people to overthrow the racist institutions that are holding them in. That is what they, that's what they teach. That's what they teach in college universities. Here's a video just this week of one of them talking about it.
One way black people achieve true liberation, that's by taking it in blood. There has to be blood all over the floor. There has to be bodies on the floor. There has to be people screaming and crying. That is the reality. And this is what history shows me. No amount of begging, no amount of complaining, no amount of protesting, nada, is going to get you your liberation until you take it with blood. You see? So this is why I sit back and I don't play along with any of these black people talking about it's a spiritual war and this, that, this, that.
Horrible, horrible thing to say. And by the way, if you're on the right, you can take it too far too. I'm not saying this is just a leftist issue. This video that I'm about to show you is of Pastor Joel Webbin, which I don't disagree with everything he says, but he says that white people basically shouldn't go in places that are predominantly black. I think that goes too far.
If you're a Christian white parent who loves the Lord and loves your children, that you need to have the talk. The talk that we're referencing is the talk that takes your children according to their maturity at the proper time, the appropriate time, and says, there are certain parts of town that you cannot go. And there are certain people that you cannot be around.
Yep.
Right? If there's someone who is black in our church and they've been in our church and we know them and they love the Lord Jesus Christ, great. We're not talking about that person, right. But we're talking about when you go into a crowd of people, if you go into a crowd of strangers and they're white strangers, there's some danger. If they're black strangers, there is 30 times more danger. Them's the facts. And it is actually a failure of your parental duty. White parents, please hear me. If you teach your children growing up, if you lie to them, and say, all people and all races of people in our country are the same. They are not.
Okay, so he starts off fine. And he says, be cautious, love people in your church, teach kids to be careful. That's fine. There's no problem with that. But the problem I have is he says, them's the facts and them's are not the facts. He completely lies about the facts. So here they are. These are the crime stats. Intraracial. Let's start with that. Intraracial means your race on your race. White on white is 29% of the crime in America. And white, again, is the largest racial group. Black on black crime, which is not the largest racial group, not even close, is 32%. Again, 13% of the population, black on black, is doing 32, again, to themselves. So that's not good. Now, if we look at interracial, which is race on a different race, interracial, and by the way, that comes out to 51%. So the vast majority, not the vast majority, but the majority of crime is intraracial. Now, if you look at interracial, it's only 41%. Black on white crime is 37% of all crime in America. White on black crime is 4%. So white on black crime, far more common. However, intraracial crime, still much more likely, like a lot more likely. So why do I share these stats? Because, and the reason why is because bad actors want to turn us against each other. They want to turn conservatives on, and this isn't even political. It's just really not. Like, there's no ideology out there that really should just be like, yes, you can have violence happen to you. So this isn't really left on right. I think there are bad actors who want to turn black people on white people and white people on black people. They would have you believe that every crime committed on a black person is a white person, which is factually false. It's 4% of all crimes, very low. Most of the time, if you look at the stats, if a black person has crime inflicted on them, it is from another black person. And likewise for white people. If white people have something bad done to them, it's usually from a white person. However, it's also perfectly fine to note that black on white crime is much more likely than white on black crime. That's just a fact. That's why BLM is such crap. Their whole thing of white supremacy, the whole thing Jasmine Crockett's talking about, BS. BS. It's actually the other way around. Again, I don't think white people should start their own BLM. There's people talking about that. There can be some outrage about what's happening right now in our country. That's fine. But it can't be BLM, because BLM turned into this crazy shell organization that, you know, embezzled and laundered money. That, nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. I don't think reactionary politics is healthy, but that does not mean that we shouldn't know the facts and target crime where it's actually happening, as opposed to chasing this fantasy that Jasmine Crockett likes to put out there that 80% of the crimes are committed by imaginary white supremacists. The progressive left is a cult, and I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about what's happening with BLM, what happens with some nutso stories that I frankly just can't talk about because big tech will censor me, but it's in the book. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.